We're talking about Edenside Carpets, the building, because the old Pagoda building, the old Freedom building, you're selling it.
We are, yeah. Onwards and upwards. We just needed somewhere a little bit more retail friendly for us and a little bit more central in the town. So.
No, of course, that building's got a huge amount of history, hasn't it? Pagoda, Freedom, thousands and thousands of Cumbrians have had great nights there. You know, did you see that tweet from Lee Brennan?
No.
Why? Here's a fact for you. He tweeted at the weekend to say, this week, 21 years ago, 911 did their first ever gig at the Pagoda.
Wow.
At the under-18s nights they used to do that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I've been told about those. We get stories of customers all the time when they come in.
Yeah. And what's you, because you obviously own the building now, but you had your 18th birthday when it was Freedom there, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. So how weird is that, walking around, seeing the carpet everywhere, thinking how
it is? It is really weird. Yeah, it's very strange.
So on your Facebook page, you're looking for memories of the Pagoda, aren't you? Absolutely anything at all?
Anything at all. Even back to when it was the Pagoda restaurant or Olivetti's, you know, there's just so much history there, and we just felt it deserves to be told. People's stories, they're so interesting. We hear them every day. And we just think it would be interesting for everybody to read people's memories.
So that's on Edenside Carpets Facebook, is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it'd be great, wouldn't it, if people have got, if they took cameras in there, old school cameras with film in, because of course there were no selfies back in those days.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Got some pictures from inside the Pagoda or whatever, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if we could get anything at all, we're just happy to get basically any info that people have got.
Sam, I think you should close your carpet shop down and just reopen the Pagoda.
We could have a really big disco, couldn't we?
Why don't you, when we've taken all the carpet out, why don't you do a big party night?
You know, we'd really love to, but part of owning it in the first place was that we would never reopen it as a nightclub.
Why?
I don't know. Why? That was always part of the terms when it was sold. It was never allowed to be used again.
Is that right? Oh, my God, I never knew that, so we can't do it.
No.
What about if we did it in the car park?
We could.
Okay. Sam, thank you.
No problem.